I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Details finally begin to emerge from the minority Christian community in western Nepal after a devastating November 3rd earthquake. Church leaders say at least 20 churches and 18,000 Christian homes were destroyed. Keys for Kids Ministries' Greg Yoder says thankfully none of their Nepali partners died.
Some folks have lost homes because so many aftershocks have taken place.
Nepal is a majority Hindu nation, and Christians are often excluded from disaster relief efforts. Keys for Kids partners respond in the name of Jesus, offering help for today and hope for tomorrow to anyone in need. Keys for Kids resources arrived just in time, mere days before the earthquake hit.
We were actually able to deliver 200 storytellers within the last 2 weeks. Pray that they'll be able to use them with some of these families.
Help Keys for Kids meet the physical and spiritual needs of earthquake survivors at missionnews.org. Church congregations in China respond with creativity and resilience to continued persecution. Joe Handley with A3 says that at a recent meeting at which Chinese leaders were present,
this leader actually said, you know what? We're going to be okay. We're used to this. We lived for years under this kind of pressure, and right now is a season where we simply have to adapt.
After one church was shut down, the congregation went to a large park dressed like ordinary citizens, but their headphones were secretly tuned to their pastor preaching. Find your place in the story by supporting A3's leadership development in countries like China. Also pray for believers facing immense pressure. Ask God to give them continued endurance and flexibility to adapt to whatever challenges arise. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7 offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.